From the WCYB Digital Radio Newsroom, this week's Hack Blotter. The U.S. government recovered over $15 million of funds derived from an elaborate international digital advertising scheme that used a botnet of infected computers to fake web traffic, according to the record. Between 2015 and 2018, Sergey Ovsyannikov, Yevhenchy Timchenko, and Alexander Azev accessed more than 1.7 million infected computers using hidden browsers to load up websites they set up to fraudulently reap online advertising payments from more than a billion fake views, according to the Justice Department. The recovered funds represent more than half of the $29 million the DOJ said businesses paid out for ads no one actually viewed. The criminal complaint was unsealed in federal court in Brooklyn, New York, charging Moises Luis Zagala Gonzalez with attempted computer intrusions and conspiracy to commit computer intrusions. The U.S. Department of Justice reports, also known as Nassiphorus, Asclepius, and Nebuchadnezzar Zagala, a 55-year-old cardiologist, has designed multiple ransomware tools and then sold or rented out his software to hackers who used it to attack computer networks. From IT Pro, Han Bing, a former database administrator in China, was jailed for 7 years after deleting data belonging to his employer, Liangia, a real estate brokerage giant. Bing used admin privileges and a root account to access the company's financial system and delete data found on two database servers and two application servers. The action immediately affected large parts of Liangia's operations, which left tens of thousands of employees without salaries for an extended period of time. A Ukraine national is accused of participating in a scheme to sell the social security numbers of hundreds of thousands of Americans alongside other sensitive data, according to the Sacramento Bee. Sentenced to federal prison on charges of conspiring to traffic in unauthorized access devices and computer passwords, 28-year-old Glib Alexander Ivanov Tulpin said was ordered to pay back $82,648, which represents the proceeds he's accused of gaining from the scheme. For the latest cyber criminal arrests and convictions, visit hackblotter.com. Reporting for WCYB Digital Radio, I'm Zach Hack.